Yeah, all right, I'm here to order my pizza, but I don't want pizza. Instead, let's see, I know what I want. I'm gonna order. Oh, you guys have it in stock? Wow, I can't believe it. You started making those spinach knishes again? You got those spinach knishes again?
Oh, happy me, of course. We have the spinach knish. Yes. Very good. It's very good with the potatoes. A very good, wonderful combination. We have put in a lot of spinach. You like this very much? Yeah, happy me. Yeah, you like it. It's good for you. Don't worry. It's good. You like it, it's good. All right. I make you you know you're in luck.
What do you mean I'm in luck?
Because this is the last one that we have left today. Because on Shabbos we're not going to make any more until Sunday. Oh, very good, Habibi. I put this in to warm up. Okay, you like it extra hot or medium? What do you like?
Extra hot. It's good. That's good. Oh, boy.
But just at that moment, it so happened that Mr. Harvey Goldsmith, yes, that's right, that same Harvey Goldsmith, who only gave an $18 donation to Yeshivas Midas Toivois, the rich man, he was seeing a client in the neighborhood where the yeshiva was. And he happened to notice the pizza shop. And he came into the pizza shop. And he looked at the sign of all the items.
Wow! Unbelievable! Wow, I like it! Oh, man, wow, this is great! You have spinach knish! That's my favorite! Ooh, yummy, yummy! Hey, I'm a grown man, but you know, when it comes to spinach knish, oh, do I love spinach knish! Yummy, yummy, in the tummy! That's what I used to say when I was a little kid.
Yeah, Habibi, I'm very, very sorry not to get your hopes too high, but I had one less knish left.
What? You have only one spinach knish left? I'll take it.
I'm trying to explain to you, Habibi, is that I gave the knish, I gave it to this person over here, this young fella, Yossi, you know, he...
You ordered the last spinach knish?
Yeah, I did. It's in the oven warming up. Why?
Oh. So you get that spinach knish, huh?
Well, you like spinach knish also?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness gracious. But all right, listen. I'll get over it. Oh, I was looking forward to that.
Sir, if you want, you can have it. I'll take something else. Yoni!
Yes, Habibi, what is it, Yossi?
I'll take a regular knish. It's fine. You can give him the spinach knish.
Are you sure this is the last spinach knish?
It's all right. I'll have a regular potato knish. It's all right. It's okay. After all, you know, we're in the middle of learning the Mida of Mavata, and this Chodesh, we're working on to be Mavata, even though I want this Ganesh very badly, but so does he. So I'm going to be Mavata. I'm going to give it up. Make this person feel good. You know what I mean?
Oh, Habibi, you are good. You know, he's a very good boy. He goes to good yeshiva.
Yeshiva? What's so good about yeshiva? Why is yeshiva better than a public school?
Hey, Habibi, you know where he come from. He's yeshiva. He's called Yeshivas Midas Tovos.
What did you say?
I said he comes from the yeshiva. It's around the corner over there. It's called Yeshiva Shivas Midas Tovos. Midas Tovos. You understand?
Can you mistranslate what that school means?
It's the Shiva of good characteristic. They teach good, fine character. Midas, it's very hard to translate in English. Habibi, how you say characteristic? Characteristic is not the same thing. It's the way a person acts. You know, Yeshiva Bocharim, they act a certain kind of way. This is what they learn in the yeshiva. Do you see what he get? Okay, he's sitting down eating his pizza. You're sitting over here by the counter eating your Spanish knish. You don't make bracha?
I'm Jewish, but I'm not so religious. I have made a bracha who knows when.
I help you out. Baruch. And so he helped make a bracha.
All right, you got me to make a bracha. All right, so now what?
Now I tell you, that boy is yeshiva, the great, every Rosh Chodesh. You know, I hear from the boys that come in here, they teach midos, but they teach them to live the midos. They don't just teach. They want the kids to live like B'nai Torah, you know. So, Habibi, let me tell you something. This boy over there, I should tell you, he was now Mevater.
He was Mabatke?
No, not Batke. Mevater.
Mevater? What's that?
Shh, not so loud. I don't want the boy to hear. Listen. He's going to get embarrassed if I say what he did a good midah.
What are you talking about?
You see, they taught him in the yeshiva about being a mavater. Sometimes you want something very badly, and somebody else wants it. And not both people can have it. So, to make somebody feel better, or not to hurt someone's feelings, or to avoid a machloikes, you are mavater. You give up what you wanted, so the other person can have it. So he saw you like this, you know, spinach knish very much. So he knows that he wouldn't be able to have one today if he gives it up, but he saw how much you like it, so he gave up. He was mabate.
They teach that in that school? That kid is like a...
He's a seventh grader.
Yeah. Kid that young can learn that?
Hey, the best time to teach children in midos is when they're young. You think people, when they grow up, they like that and have good midos? You have to start when you're young. That's why I'm so happy that I have my pizza store right around the corner from that yeshiva, because most of my customers come from there. Oh, they're such fine midos. They say please, they say thank you. Ah, wonderful.
Really? They happen to be having some financial problems.
Oh, yes, it's terrible. I would sure see...
Don't sniffle up over there. Don't start crying.
It hurts me very much to think about it, Habibi. But if something happens over there that they don't have enough money, sooner or later they're going to have to close down. That's not very good.
Aha, I see.